What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her grandmother said, don't go into her room, but she did anyway. And something happened in the closet that no one could explain.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is Real Ghost Stories Online. And if you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? So call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want, you could be a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper is here today.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Harper.
How are you, Carol?
I'm good. So you are getting ready to do a play at school.
I am.
I couldn't be more proud, Aunt Carol, about that. That makes me so happy.
Especially since you write plays yourself.
Right? I know. That's so exciting.
It has been coming along so well, and everyone's just, it's just been so much fun. This is my first play that I've ever done. I've never really done anything like this aside from dance recitals, which I guess that kind of counts as a performance.
It's a performance, so, 100%. It's a little different because you don't have lines.
Yeah, I don't have speaking lines here. And so it has just been so much fun, and I would really love it if you can make it down here.
I love it so much. So the character you are playing is?
The White Rabbit for Alice in Wonderland.
So what I found, what we were just talking about before we started recording, I find interesting that y'all are doing your own makeup. And so you know there's going to be kids like you who are putting a lot into their makeup, and there's other people you know who are going to show up with the worst makeup.
Well, here's the thing. The people who are doing their own makeup are people who have the same line throughout the entire play. So not everyone's going to have makeup.
Okay.
I think the Mad Hatter will.
Has to. Everybody has to have makeup.
Yeah, except for those who switch roles midway through the play, because it's a whole thing.
It's funny, I didn't start writing plays until I was like 40. I just had an idea, and I had been working for years as a cocktail waitress in theaters, and I'm like, I love plays, I love acting. I think had I been your age and got into it, I think I would have, I don't know, I love being a playwright, because I've always loved writing. I don't know if I'd be great on stage, but I think it would have been fun to try.
Yeah.
Looking back on it, you know, it's not anything I'm interested in now because I know the process so well. And the rehearsal process is very difficult. And
it is.
On top of rehearsals, you have to go home and learn your lines. So it's very all consuming.
It is very time consuming, but it's also very fun. And it's just kind of nice to be a part of something so big in this case, where it's like, it's a big group of people coming together and just having fun. And I am so excited to see how everything's going to turn out.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it. So you want to hear a ghost story?
I would love to hear a ghost
story. This is interesting because So this girl, her grandma was like, don't go in my bedroom. Don't go in my bedroom. And then she did one day. And then the weirdest thing happened to her. So here is the story.
Hi, my name is Danielle. I'm from Austin, Texas. I have a few stories. I'm going to tell you one today. It started when we were really young. We're originally from Florida, Miami, Florida. And my parents were always really busy with their work. My dad worked in construction and my mom worked in the medical field. So my cousins and I would always stay over at my grandma's house. There were about six grandchildren that would stay over. And then there was my grandmother, my grandfather, my two uncles, and one of my uncle's girlfriends. And, you know, so it was a pretty full house. The kids had the master bedroom, and we had bunk beds and loft-style beds in there. And it was an awesome room. We would always play hide-and-seek around my grandma's house, and the only stipulation that she had as far as, you know, where we could not hide was not to go into her room. The only time we were ever allowed into her room was when, you know, we were scared and woke up at night. We'd go running to her room, or when we were really sick with a fever, we'd lay in her bed and, you know, just sweat it out in there. This time, however, we had a few neighborhood kids over, and as a child, I was always really good at finding sneaky spots and figuring out exactly where to hide, but everywhere that I had gone to, the kids were there. I decided, well, no one's going to find me in my grandma's room. To this day, because of this, I am terrified of the dark. I went into her room as one of my cousins was counting outside. The sliding door was open. I remember running down the hall into my grandma's room, and the door was, you know, it was open. She never locked it or closed it. It was nice, cool, and dark in there. And I made the mistake of hiding in the closet. I'm sorry, this story always gets me every single time. I hid in the closet, and, you know, I was trying to catch my breath. I just come in running, and my eyes were trying to focus on the dark and, you know, make sure that they couldn't find me and that I was quiet enough. Once I calmed down a little bit and my breathing went back to normal, I heard them running around, but like they wouldn't come into my grandma's room. And so I relaxed a little bit, and I remember having my back against the wall. I was a little underneath her clothing. So there was nothing on the floor right where I was. My back was against the wall, and I just remember getting chills. And so I thought, well, I'm just really excited for them to find me, and I found such a good hiding spot. It's going to be so great when they can't find me and I win. That's what I amounted the chills to be. I felt as if there was something in there with me. She didn't have any pets, so it wouldn't be, you know, a pet, a dog or a cat in there, found a warm spot, wouldn't be anything like that. I hadn't heard, or I can't see any of the kids, so it's not a kid in there. And I felt kind of creeped out, but I really didn't want to give up my spot, which makes me feel like an idiot. Out of nowhere, I felt like something on my shoulder try to grab me. I moved forward away from the wall. My back had been against the wall. There was absolutely nothing behind me except for the wall. I thought, you know, maybe it was clothes or a hanger or something like that. I moved my hands around there, and there was nothing there. Just the wall and, you know, like the tips of her clothes, not even a zipper or anything sharp. Kind of regained my composure, and I put my back against the wall again. And then at that time, something grabbed me, like against my chest, like where my sternum is. And it just felt really, really hot. I was terrified, so I started screaming. And my grandma, she was in the kitchen at the time. And, you know, I heard her stop doing what she was doing. And she said, what's wrong? And I kept on screaming, and I was screaming for her and my grandfather. And it felt like something was holding me back against the wall with its hand on my sternum, the way you would hold a small child back so easily. And I heard her go into the room next to us, the master bedroom, which is, you know, the kids' room. And she couldn't find me, and she came into her room, and she opened the closet door, and she turned on the light, and I passed out. I came to, and she had me on her bed. My grandfather had taken everything out of the closet, and my grandma was cleaning me up. She was cleaning me up because there was blood on my chest. Something had scratched me in there, and it had, like, two claw marks. She, you know, she's like, I heard her speaking in Spanish to my grandfather. This is why the kids should never go in the closet. And I told him not to go in the closet. Why would she go in here? And freaking out, and I didn't know what to do. And I was just like, I was so scared. And that, I believe, was the moment I realized there's some scary shit out there. Even as a child, the dark is scary. The unknown is scary. I still have a faint scar from that. It was fairly deep. And I remember my grandma calling my mom, and we went to the hospital for it, and I got stitched up. My grandfather, when he took everything out, before he took everything out of the closet, he looked to make sure maybe it was a piece of hanger or a wire, you know, those old wire hangers. Maybe I had gotten caught on something, but they couldn't find anything at all. I asked my grandma about it later, and she told me, well, our house is haunted. It was like, okay. So my idea of a haunting was like Casper the friendly ghost. She said, no, your uncle has the sight. He said he was born with what looked like a web over his face. It was a vaginal delivery, and he was born with what looked like a web over his face. And he's been seeing shit ever since. She said, my mom sees things, and I see things. And a few years after that, I guess when I started noticing, it was when I started noticing things. I remember seeing a lady down the hallway, and she was in a really old-timey nightgown. She would come from my grandma's room, and she would stand in front of the bay window where the formal dining room would be at. And I remember seeing her from outside once, and I was like, huh, she must have someone over. Like, maybe that's a friend who's staying over. And then when we were sleeping over, I remember seeing her coming from the bedroom, going to the bay window, and then just, like, disappearing. And I have quite a few other stories as far as what has gone on in my grandmother's house. I have stories as to what's gone on in my mother's house, and also stories from me being an adult and what's going on in my apartment now. And keep on keeping on. Thank you, and have a great day.
Wow.
What happened to her?
I have no clue. That's crazy.
Like, okay, so she could have gotten scratched by something like a hanger. I get that. And she's in the closet, and by the time, you know, grandpa got there, she's out of the closet. It could have moved. You know, you might not. But it's all the things that happened while she was in the closet that felt weird.
Yeah.
Because I think you would know if you got scratched by a hanger, you would have reached up and grabbed it.
You'd think,
it'd
right?
It'd be right there, yeah.
And it doesn't even sound like she was, like, conscious when she was scratched. Yeah. It sounds like she passed out and then she was scratched.
And which what is, made her pass out? She's just right? playing hide and seek.
Oof. I have no clue.
It is so strange, isn't it?
Yes, very, very strange.
So, like, grandma's saying, you know, the uncle has the gift. I think the mom, she does. I'm assuming grandma does. You know, and especially in their culture, I think they do see that as a generational thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think that has anything to do with it? Just that she is open to it? Or was she just at the wrong place at the wrong time?
Honestly, I think it might have been like a thing where she was born with that type of sensitivity, because I mean, clearly she's very sensitive at those type of, if something to that extent is happening to her. And we don't necessarily hear stories of people who aren't sensitive without like people in their family who aren't also sensitive going through such big things like that to that extreme.
I could see grandma just wanting them to not go in a room. It's like, yeah, that's off limits. Don't want you to go in and play there. But she breaks that rule, and the first time she does, something like that happens. Do you think there was more to it that grandma knew there was something dark in that closet and wanted the kids to stay away from it?
I think so. I think that might have been what was going on.
Because it's a little bit of, when you first hear the story, it's like grandma just doesn't want you in the room. Get mm-hmm. it? Because she's got her things in the room and she doesn't want kids messing with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the first time you break the rule and you go in, that happens? And didn't they say she ended up at the hospital?
Yeah, that's crazy.
All these years later, she still is afraid of the dark.
I mean, I would be too if something to that extent happened to me in the dark.
Kind of changes your DNA.
Sure does.
Sure does. Let's go to our next story. This happened when I was working part-time at a funeral home when I was in school. That was my dad. My dad used to work in a funeral home. He was actually a mortician and a funeral director for a long time.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah. In fact, when he was in high school, he worked at a funeral home. So maybe this is a story he could have written in. I wasn't doing anything specialized yet, just helping out wherever they needed me, setting up rooms for services, cleaning up afterward, moving things around, that kind of thing. If something ran late, I'd usually stay behind to finish up so the next day didn't start off behind. Most of the time, there were a few people around until everything was done, but every now and again, I'd end up being the last one there. One evening, we had a service that went longer than planned. By the time it wrapped up, everyone was pretty much ready to call in a night. People started grabbing their coats, saying quick goodbyes, and heading out. I stayed behind because there were still a couple things that needed to be taken care of in the back. I remember standing near the front for a second while the last of them left. I watched their cars pull out of the lot one by one, and once it was clear, I locked the front door. At that point, the building was already mostly shut down, lights off in some areas, others still depending on what had been used that day. There's a routine to how everything gets closed up, and after a while, you don't really think about it. You just know what's been done and what hasn't. So I figured I'd be there maybe another 20 minutes. I went back up front to grab something I left there and started going over what I still needed to finish. It was quiet, just normal kind of quiet. After a few minutes, I noticed one of the lights down the hallway go out. I hadn't gotten to that part of the building yet, but it didn't really throw me off. My first thought was that maybe someone hadn't actually left yet. Then I heard a door close. Same area, normal sound, like someone pulling it shut behind them. It matched up with what I had just noticed, so I didn't question it. I figured someone else was finishing up whatever I hadn't gotten to yet. It didn't bother me. If anything, it was kind of reassuring not to be the only person there. I went back to what I was doing, but then it happened again. Another light went out further down, then another, and that's when I started paying attention, not because I felt uneasy, because I recognized the pattern. It was happening in the same order I had seen 100 times before, moving through the building one section at a time, shutting things down the way it always gets done at the end of the day. I remember thinking, all right, they're just going through shutting down. I even said something out loud like, I've got the front, assuming they had heard me and they wouldn't worry about it. No answer. Didn't feel like anything out of the ordinary. What started to stand out was how steady it was. When we did it, there was always little pauses. You'd stop to check something, maybe realize you forgot something and go back. That wasn't like that. It just kept moving one thing after another without stopping. It felt like someone who didn't need to think about what they were doing. I stood there for a moment, then decided to walk back and see who it was. Not because I was worried, just because it didn't make sense that I hadn't run into them. Soon as I stepped into the hallway, everything stopped. No more lights, no more doors, just quiet. I kept walking anyway, checking each room as I went. Every place I expected to see someone, it was empty. I went all the way to the back of the building, then turned around, checked again on my way back, just in case I'd somehow missed them, but nothing. I had watched everyone leave. I knew I was the only one there. There wasn't any way someone else had stayed behind without me seeing them. I stood there in the hallway for a second trying to make sense of it when I heard it again, a light switch. I turned around and saw one of the lights further up the hallway, one that had already been off, had been turned on. I didn't see it turn on, it was just on. And then right after that, I heard a door close. That's when I stopped trying to explain it. I turned around, walked straight back up front, grabbed my things, and left. Locked the door behind me, went straight to my car. I sat there for a minute before I even started it, just thinking about what I had heard and seen. I went back to work after that, but I stopped staying late, alone if I could help it. If something needed finished, I'd either do it earlier or leave it for the next day. Nothing like that ever happened again while I was there. But I still think about that night because of how it happened, because it didn't feel random. Anyway, I figured I'd share that. I've heard enough stories to know I'm probably not the only one who's had something like that happen, even if it doesn't make much sense. Thanks for the show. I listen regularly, and it definitely makes those late nights a little easier. Take care, Scott.
I'm a little surprised we don't get more stories from morticians on the show.
I've talked about that before with haunted funeral homes because I could see how they could be haunted, but I also could see how they wouldn't be haunted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why would someone stay there? Now, I could see someone who was very connected to the business, had owned the business for a very long time. Like, mm-hmm. That almost sounds like someone like that who's like, okay, I'm going to help you shut down for the day, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense. Or, because most funeral homes have a lot of them anyway, have a place in them to have services. So not only are you bringing the bodies in to prepare them for services, but, you know, their last service is there. Could you get, like, somebody still kind of confused that they've really passed?
Honestly, I think so.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? That they wouldn't haunt it forever, which would be why Scott never had anything like that happen again. Or maybe Scott got really good at avoiding the place during certain times of day or like being there by himself. I get that.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I could kind of see it both ways.
I mean, yeah. That's really interesting. It's a real strange business.
But it is a very strange business. But you have to, someone has to do it. And it gives people peace, and you can really help them through a very difficult time in their life. But I think it would be so depressing.
I think so, too.
You know, because it's like you're seeing these people on their worst days. And then you see that weird family dynamic where there's people who might be angry or there's unfinished business between the person and the person who has passed. And so I could kind of see when you have the family in for a service, all of those emotions kind of clashing too.
Yeah.
With the person who just passed. I don't know. But it just sounds like, that just sounds like someone was there kind of helping him. Like, I'm trying to help you. I'm turning off lights, but I'll turn this one back on, I guess.
I mean, yeah, it really sounds like nothing with ill intent at all.
Yeah. It's interesting. Well, that was a good story. So if you have one to share with us, do that. If you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 855-853-4802. If you want to write it down, do that at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Just sign up at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular Sunday. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.